Hello, my name is Andy Peatling, and I'm a co-developer on a plugin called BuddyPress. So I'm going to kind of rapid fire through about 20 slides, kind of explain what it is and why you'd use it. So my presentation is going to be why would you use BuddyPress and what exactly it is. So trying to kind of explain what it is exactly. So BuddyPress is basically a social layer on top of WordPress. It's specifically for WordPress MU right now. Hopefully when the merge happens, it'll be available for just the merge version of WordPress. But the idea is that when you sign up and create a WordPress blog, the focus is around the blog. But BuddyPress will take the focus somewhat off the blog and put it onto the user. And by putting the focus onto the user, you get to use a bunch of extra features. So users can sign up and create groups. They can make friend connections with other users on your site that uses BuddyPress, contribute to forums, group forums, send private messages to each other, create profiles so administrators of a BuddyPress installation can create custom profiles that users can fill in. And also one of the biggest features is the activity streams. So everything that anybody does on your site is aggregated into an activity stream, and you can see what's happening, you know, sort of in real time on your site and per user and per group. So it adds all these kind of social features on top of an existing install of WordPress. So why would you use BuddyPress? It's really all about niches. And niches are kind of, a group of passionate users around a specific topic. So some examples would be sports teams or colleges, maybe company intranets or newspapers, hyperlocal newspapers, blog networks. So anything that has a group of users that are really passionate about a subject, you could build a BuddyPress site and get those users to sign up and kind of interact and discuss that particular subject. So that's kind of one of the major uses for it. So just an example of some people that have used BuddyPress already and some sites that are out there. An example of a niche is this site here called Ride Oregon, and it's for people who love to ride bikes and discover Oregon. So they come together on the site and they share trails, particular routes that they've been on, try and gather and go on, get a group together and go ride together in Oregon. Tasty Kitchen, a site about people who want to cook, and they come together and they share recipes. They go on there and they show pictures of food they've cooked and talk to other people who love to cook. Volkswagen, Truth or Dare, they've created a really cool BuddyPress site around people who own Volkswagen Golfs and want to get the best mileage out of their Golfs. So you can actually go on there and create a profile and say, my Golf got 60 miles to the gallon, and they can have a leaderboard and who got the best, and they take pictures of their dashboards and show how many miles per gallon they got. So it's kind of a funky use. GigOwn Pro, another one. Basically a site for people that create really in-depth and good articles, like white papers. So they have a bunch of authors on there, and people can pay to access that content and sign up and interact with the authors and send each other messages and talk about some of the content they have on the site. Nourish Network, another food network. I'm going to have to speed up here, but another food where people can go and share recipes, a little bit more controlled, but they have groups of people that talk about different recipes and different types of food. And one more, the BuddyPress site as well is another really good niche network of people that love to develop and use BuddyPress. So we all get together on there and talk about the platform itself. So why would you use BuddyPress? You can use things like Facebook and Google Groups, but it's all about controlling your own data. So bring your own terms of service. When you use a BuddyPress site, you can basically keep control of all the data and keep it on your own servers. Branding, you can put your own logo, change the colors. If you're a WordPress theme designer, you can create your own theme, make it look exactly how you want it to look. And of course, some WordPress plugins also work with BuddyPress. So there's a bunch of plugins out there who already do existing jobs. You can add them to BuddyPress and introduce no login systems, whatever you want to do. And if you're a WordPress designer or a WordPress plugin developer, you already know how to make BuddyPress themes and plugins. So it's kind of an extra level you could go and say, okay, I want to maybe a new challenge, take a look at BuddyPress and maybe start developing things for the platform. I think if you want to find out more, go to buddypress.org/about. And that's it.